Welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We started in a calm nature this morning because the Calm app teased that they have a new celeb coming to the app. But we wondered, what celeb would you like to have?
Yeah, and there's some good ones on there already. You know, LeBron James is on there, Pink is on there, and Optimus Prime, as we found out.
Yeah, Autobots rule out. Also, some people look like celebrities. I don't know that any of us do. But we found out.
Yeah, Violetta, I think after a bunch of Tito's and clubs, she thought you looked like Shawn Mendes.
That's right.
But
it was
I think
a dark room.
She has since taken that back.
That's right.
I regret that moment.
Immensely. And other things people regret, nicely done, are the things they buy.
Yeah.
Because you buy it, you think you want it, and it ends up, you really don't give a crap about that thing.
You can cook your own eggs, guys.
Yeah, it's fine. It's all good. All that and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast. Some celebs have beautiful voices, as we've learned, and often there are apps out there like the Calm app, which Nikki uses every single day.
For naps, I do, actually.
You use the Calm app
every
day.
I should be like, hello, it's a nap. It's 23 minutes, because I guess that's exactly how long it is.
Because Oliver puts you to sleep.
Nikki, no to the Calm app people. They only have four nap time apps. So I have to rotate between Anna and, like, Eric. I know them all personally at this point
because they're
talking
Disney princes and princesses.
Kind of, yeah. But anyway, yeah. So it is actually a great app.
Now, they've had celebs on there before. Harry Styles has done it before.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Violetta texted Nikki and I a screenshot of a Calm app ad that said, coming soon to the Calm app. And it's like a silhouette of a person. And they say this is a singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. And right away, Nikki thought it was
Justin Timberlake. Just by the outline of his face.
And I did what I often do, which is barely read things. I saw Calm app, and who's it going to be? And I just said, oh, I think Ed Sheeran or Shawn Mendes, because then I know Shawn has new music coming out. So I thought, okay, Shawn Mendes was my pick. And who did you think it was?
So the internet is abuzz about this, because when people come to that Calm app, it's like a big, big news. So I agree with a lot of people out there that it might be Michael Bublé.
Oh,
yes.
The boobs.
And it looks, so you can look at the silhouette a little bit. It looks like JT. It could look like Michael Bublé.
Bublé makes more sense, and he just released stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, when I looked at the silhouette, it looked nothing like Shawn Mendes or Ed Sheeran.
It didn't.
So then I replied to them. I was like, I just noticed there's a silhouette.
And we ignored you.
Anyway, had I read it more properly, I would have known that this was what Violetta was going to talk about in the flash briefing. But instead, I've decided, well, why don't we just talk about it right now?
Yes. Okay.
If a celebrity could talk you to sleep, who would you want it to be?
Mm.
What celebrity has the voice that you would want to hear speak to you as you drift off into dreamland? Text us at 60123, the name of the celebrity who you would like to talk you to sleep. Now, I have to talk my daughter to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know that I do this. You know what I mean? She doesn't know she's getting it for free.
Yeah.
She's getting some second-rate a-hole.
Yeah.
Right? She doesn't know.
Yeah.
She could be getting Harry Styles.
Right.
She doesn't know that yet, that app exists and that Harry could be speaking to her.
Mm-hmm.
So who would you want to talk you to sleep? 60123, text them to us. Let's get a look at the roads, and then we'll have some celeb voices to talk about. And I got to bet right off the top, Morgan Freeman will be number one, so maybe dig deeper.
Yeah.
Somebody we wouldn't expect.
Yeah, somebody we wouldn't expect. Text it to us at 60123, and we've got a bunch of them here. So I'm going to do my best to get through as many as we can with a sampling of their work.
Ooh.
Okay, so here's a couple off the top. Morgan Freeman came in a lot. A lot of people want Morgan Freeman. That makes sense. Was a local guy, John Mulaney.
Okay.
I've seen him on SNL a lot.
Yep.
Stand-up comic. Pretty funny. This name comes up a lot. The one, the only, Mr. Tim Allen, to go to infinity and beyond. Okay, so that's Tim Allen potential. So you could have Tim Allen on there. Steve Harvey.
Okay.
I feel like he's a little energetic and he might keep me awake, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anthony Hopkins. That'd be nice.
Okay.
Samuel L. Jackson, please go to Mother F in bed. Yeah, that's fair. He's got that book that he did for kids.
Yeah, yeah. Go to sleep.
It's a big hit in our house, although mostly just for my wife and I to laugh at each other while we read it.
Right.
But although our daughter's a little too old now. Because at 2.5, she'll be like, she's like a parrot, so she'll just repeat the word to you.
Yeah.
Will Smith is on here. We actually have audio of what it would sound like for Will Smith to put you to sleep. There it is. Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Very comforting.
Knock you right out.
Yeah, knock you right out. Forget about it.
Yeah.
Sophia Vergara.
Sophia, yeah.
That's a nice way to fall asleep. I
mostly
like that.
Mostly because of the dreams that'll follow.
Mostly hey, ba-boom.
Thanks for finishing that.
RDG, you both had the same joke. It was like, all right, who's going to get to the finish line first? I was like F1 out here. All right, we've got Johnny Depp on there. I feel like that, you know, Johnny Depp has that cologne commercial where he drives out into the desert and buries his necklaces. And they're like, homme de parfum. I'm like, what the hell is this? Jesus. David Attenborough. You've heard him do a lot of like natural documentaries.
All the planets.
Yeah, all the planet stuff.
The blue planet.
Kevin Costner. So dramatic.
Mm.
Julie Andrews. Now, this one would be cool. They'd have to go back. But Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
That would be very comforting. And finally, this name came up a lot. He is one of the greatest actors of all time. Denzel Washington.
Yeah. Any Idris Elba?
And Idris Elba. He's popped up on the list
twice. Oh, yeah.
But I don't have audio of Idris. So, but yeah, you want to fall asleep to a picture of Idris Elba. You want a blow-up doll.
Yeah.
But it's a different call map thing. They're going to create, that's the next level of call map. They create that person in a blow-up form, and you can put them in bed with you, and they talk to you, and it feels comforting and warm. Mm.
That sounds nice.
Work on that.
Yeah, I'll see what.
Yeah.
Also, finally, this one just came in late, and I think it would be great. Lionel Richie. I would just love that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, what a feeling. You're like, what's going on? Hello. Take it easy on me, Lionel. All right. Thank you for the pun run. That is your celebs you would like to see wake you up on the Calm app. We have to wait to see who is going to be the one on the Calm app. I guess we'll find out later today, they say?
Yeah, it's supposed to come out today, so
all right, maybe if it comes out. All right, if it comes out before the end of the show, we'll have that for you. A late entry. All right.
Yeah, that's right.
He's on there. He's on there already?
Oh, no
wonder. He had a guest appearance once.
Oh, okay. That was all it was. It was like somebody else, and then he just popped in and went, all right. Cut the check. They were like, okay, here's $2 million, Matthew. Thanks.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
All right, in at number three. We can't get enough of it, right? Chris Rock, Will Smith, all the memes. They
what
are
happened?
Flying. Well, what happened is Chris Rock got smacked by Will Smith at the Oscars on Sunday. And there are a lot of memes going around. I don't remember if we mentioned it on air yet or not, but Variety magazine says sales for Chris Rock's comedy tour are soaring because of this incident at the Academy Awards with Will Smith. The lowest price ticket has gone up from $46 to $340.
Wow, watch out.
So it's getting expensive to go see Chris Rock. Who's not buying a ticket? Will and Jada.
Yeah, probably not.
They had enough of that.
Yeah.
In at number two, Dune star Jason Momoa, he was at the Oscars as well. And after reports that he had a hernia the day before.
Like surgery or something.
Aquaman can't keep him down. But right now he is in the news because he's making it very clear that him and estranged wife Lisa Bonet will not be getting back together despite rumors of them reconciling. So they were married or together for a very long time, breaking up. And then there were reports that they were getting back together. He says, we are not getting back together. We are family. We have two beautiful children together. I want to reiterate, we are not getting back together. We are just family forever.
Which is good because he was spotted canoodling with Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, giving the code or something.
Right.
Yeah.
I know, because I was uncomfortable by that before I saw this statement. Yeah. So thank God it all makes sense.
He's now like, those two, for the good of the betterment of the human experience.
Yeah.
Those two need to connect in a naked way.
They're attractive.
Yeah, very
they
attractive.
They really are. Yeah. And talking about attractive, in at number one, dear readers, Bridgerton season two is officially here.
I tried yesterday.
You did?
I did.
So did the whole season drop? Did you see?
I only started with the first episode.
So, okay. Yeah. So this one's supposed to follow Anthony from the Bridgerton family. He's the oldest brother and he is looking for love. The first season followed the girl.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Daisy? Yes, Daphne? Yes. And they kind of explain the lack of the Duke. But she just makes a quick comment like, I had to leave my husband and child at home, you know. So that's the way to kind of move on beyond that.
Our friend Amy posted on Facebook. She was like, season two, where the hell is Ray J. Jean Paul? What the hell is going on?
He's working on auditioning for Bond.
Yeah, probably. Watch out.
But yeah, I
hated Anthony in the first season, but I hated him. But I'm like, you're a dork. I don't like you. But now I'm getting some sexy vibes from him. He might be my new Duke Hastings.
Yeah. He doesn't wear clothes right away.
He doesn't?
That helps. Yeah.
Okay.
Get this all later today on the new podcast, Bridger Pod, with Nikki and Violetta on the Mix Podcast Network.
For now, that was your Flash Briefing.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
All right, so a lot of times people buy things, including us. It happens. You buy a thing, generally it happens online. You think you need it, you buy it. It shows up at the house, your apartment, wherever. You open it up, and you're like, oh, why did I do that?
Right.
Or you instantly regret it. It's a little thing we call buyer's remorse. And they say that 3 in 4 people experience buyer's remorse after shopping online. They polled 2,000 adults. They found that 74% of them have experienced this after purchasing something online. Now, common regrets include feeling like the item was less valuable than you thought it would be, not using it as often as you thought you would, and you feel like you spent too much money on that thing anyway from the jump. This happens to me a lot, but in like tiny, small things. Like I'll see some ad on Instagram, and I'll be like, I think we need that. I think we need that cleaner for the shower.
Yeah.
And I'll buy it, and then I'll be like, this is garbage. Why did I spend my money on this?
Totally.
I just saw this thing that helps you hard boil an egg. It looks like an egg, and you drop it in the water, and then it'll tell you, like, it turns like more yellow, less yellow,
Violetta,
and then you know when to take your egg out.
We have one.
You have one?
Yeah, and I can promise you, you don't need it. We got it. We registered for that for our wedding.
No.
Why is that? Because, okay, when you go to register for a wedding, they give you the scan gun. Oof. And I was like, it was like a video game.
Oh, yeah, maybe I registered. Married.
Yeah, I registered. Right. I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to need this. Clink. Yeah. Oh, Snickers bars? Yeah, sure. Clink. Sure. register. Whatever. So,
oh, my Lord.
You're never going to need it.
Okay.
Because you just set a timer, and then you know how long it takes to cook an egg, and you walk away. But the thing, it's in there. My wife's always like, we should use this. I'm like, why? You hate hard-boiled eggs.
Right.
Like, why do we even have it? So people experience buyer's remorse. Nikki, is there something that comes to mind where you were like, why did I buy that? I didn't need it.
Mine was at Aldi, shockingly, because when something's gone, it's gone. So it's that same, like, I got to get this now because I'll never be able to get it again. So
yes.
I bought an above-ground pool.
Oh.
At Aldi.
That's
yep.
a big one.
Yep, yep, yep. That's
it
a
was.
Big, big one.
It was big. It's like, it was 12 feet by 12 feet.
Yeah,
you know?
Who cares about the grass?
Right. Well, long story short, we were trying to kill the grass. So my mind, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to set up the pool. This will be amazing. I can kill the grass and go swimming. Yeah, none of that happened. It sat in the garage for a year.
Yep.
I lost the receipt, so I gave it to my cousin.
Done. And now your cousin's like, yeah, so it's been in the garage for a year. Thanks
I'm going to
so
give
much.
It to somebody else.
And the grass is like, wow, we really dodged a bullet. Hey, fellas, we're all clear here. All good. All
we don't, you don't know how close we were.
It's a biting it.
Good thing she's too lazy.
But that's what buyer's remorse is. You think, I need this Griddler. I need it because I'm going to make paninis every day. I'm going to buy this Griddler. And you've used it twice. Why the heck did I do that? Buyer's remorse. 312-233-1019. You thought you needed it. It showed up, and you were like, why the hell did I waste my money on that? Hi, Sean. Good morning.
Good morning.
You bought something and just totally had buyer's remorse over it?
Yeah, so I thought I needed this handheld steam cleaner to help me clean things because I am horrible at cleaning. So I'm like, oh, it'll make it so much easier to break it up, to clean it off. I just have to wipe it. Yeah, this thing is the biggest piece of junk ever in my life. And I swear to God, it's been sitting there collecting dust ever since.
Now you have to clean the steam cleaner.
It's dirtier than my shower at this point.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Yeah, this is it, guys. This ad got me. I'm in. This is gonna change the way I clean my place. Nope, not even a little bit. Not even at all. Good morning, Danny.
Yes.
Hi, you bought something and totally had buyer's remorse over it?
Yes, it was my wedding dress.
Oh no.
How did you regret that?
Okay, so a little different than what you guys are describing. I didn't walk away being like, I wish I didn't buy this. It was that I wanted a different style going in.
Oh.
And I was like crying, like in tears. And it was like only, like, you know, you have the right dress when you can't take it off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say. And I couldn't take it off for like an hour. So it was the right dress. But the second I left the store, I wish I hadn't spent $2,000 on it.
Yeah, you're like, why did I do that?
I could have spent an hour in something cheaper.
Yeah, 100%.
And then you don't get it for 8 months.
Right.
Like, your brain goes, oh my God, I did the wrong thing, and you're out of money.
Yep.
You can't shop elsewhere. But it was perfect. But, oh my gosh, the emotion.
It's a roller coaster ride with
really
you,
is.
Danny.
It is. Wow, I've had the same experience, pretty much the same exact thing. Almost identical with sneakers, where I'm just like, you know what? I need these. I buy them from online. They show up. I put them on. I'm like, I look like a clown. I can't wear these. And then I can't return them because I bought them on sale. So
but
now
you
I
still
just
love
walk
them
around,
a little bit.
I still walk around looking like a clown. Yeah. I guess this is what I'm going to do. Dang. Mm-hmm. Wedding dress. Boy, that's tough.
That is.
Because then you're going to look at those photos for probably the rest of your life too, right? All right. Devin, you bought something. You thought you needed it. And then you instantly had buyer's remorse.
Yes, I backed a project on crowdfunding, and I bought a laser engraver, waited over a year to get it. I think I've touched it twice.
So it was like a Kickstarter, and you were like, yeah, I'm in. Laser engraver, here's, you know, $200. I'm in. And then what were you planning to engrave?
Mugs, wood, things like that.
Oh, okay. Have you used it at all?
Yes, I started practicing with some mugs, but then, like I said, I haven't really messed with it since.
I accidentally engraved my whole finger on accident. Yeah. Just like, I'm going to put this thing away. So, yeah, you think, this is, boy, I'm going to put my name on everything.
Yeah.
This will be great. No one's going to take my mug anymore at work.
We have really nice mugs around here. Maybe he can help us engrave them.
That's right. Yeah, maybe we should send it. Yeah, that's right. So, Devin, we'll send Devin a crate of Morning Mix mugs.
Yeah.
And then copies of a photo of Whip. Holding a photo of Violetta, holding a photo of Nikki, holding a photo of me, and have him engrave that into the mug.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
That's pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
You down for that?
Yeah.
Start practicing.
He hung up.
I think that's our answer.
Sorry, guys.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
Sometimes you get mistaken for a celeb. There's this dude out in England named Chris Burton. He works at a fish and chip restaurant. And people think he looks like Ed Sheeran, and he's just riding with it.
Not
he's like,
bad.
Yeah, look at this Lego house. I can be on your A-team. Come on in. Let me find the shape of you. I look just like him. Why not, right?
Do I
give you the shivers? Good.
Wow, that was actually impressive.
I could do jokes, and you could be the queen. Whatever works.
Come on through.
You're perfect. Is it too much? Have I gone too far?
You had it. You had
it. I had it, and then you know what it is? It's such a bad habit of mine.
Oh my God.
Wait, did you have something?
Well, no, I was going to say, though, if the person's not convinced it's Ed Sheeran, all it would take is the person to constantly mention Ed Sheeran song titles. They'd be like, you must be him.
I've always thought, exactly right, that would totally blow it. But I remember thinking, like, if I was Brian Urlacher and I wanted to blend in, I'd just wear an Urlacher jersey everywhere because nobody would think that he'd be at Costco in an Urlacher jersey.
Right. Same, like, yeah, good point.
You know what I mean? They would just be like, oh, that guy thinks he's Urlacher, and just walk away.
That'd be funny.
Right?
That'd be actually a great video. Can we find somebody famous to try this
We need
for
somebody
us?
Famous. He's on too many hair billboards now.
Yeah,
he won't call us back. So we thought, do you get mistaken for a celeb? And boy, we got some handsome celebs on this list. Hey, good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing pretty well. Not as good as you. You're getting mistaken for this dude. Who you get mistaken for?
Richard Gere. I work for the Chicago Transit Authority, and I'm out in the public a lot.
Oh, my God.
And I have people come up to me all the time and tell me, are you Richard Gere? You look like Richard Gere.
Hey, really? What's Julie? Is Julia Roberts a good kisser?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I wish I could. I wish I knew.
Oh, my God. Can I get your phone number?
Jimmy's out there driving around like Richard Gere. I love it. Steve, you're on NBC. I think you're on NBC Thursday nights. Who is it that you look like, Steve?
The girl at the cashier at Mariano's thought I look like Hank Voigt from Chicago PD.
Yeah, he plays the captain.
Okay. The guy with the gruff voice.
Yeah.
We're going to arrest these guys.
But he's a sergeant. Don't call him captain.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's a sergeant. I apologize.
Hey.
Wow, no, you're right. Yeah, I apologize. My bad. He's also just an actor.
Yeah, well...
Oh, that's hilarious.
Steve's
at Mariano's is trying to check out. What? I look like who? What the hell are you talking about?
As I look up Hank Voigt, I could see that a person might look like him.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He looks like a lot of guys probably at all of our grocery stores.
He's got that everyman quality. Yeah. He's apparently a really nice guy, by the way. People around Chicago have said that about him. Anyway. Hi, Rich. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Not as good as you. You're walking around looking like this handsome gentleman.
Many moons when I was short, dark, and handsome with a full head of hair because I'm bald now. I was mistaken for George Michael in Person Freak.
What?
Yeah, a couple times. It was pretty funny, actually. It happened a couple times, but this one in particular time, I was in Philadelphia, 4th of July. There were three guys. They were really tall. This girl freaked out. She was at a payphone. That's how long ago it was. And she freaked out. And then as we got closer, she was like, Oh, never mind.
I'm going to go back to the tall guys. I'll see you later. Oh, poor guy. Oh, Rich is out there looking like George Michael. And finally, hi, Denise. It's not you, but it's your husband.
Hey, it's my husband. People mistake him for Stone Cold Steve Austin.
How awesome is that?
Oh, see that for sure.
Now, how it happens often enough, people run up to him and they ask for autographs or photos?
I mean, they just kind of stare at him, and when we walk past people, say, in the neighborhood or whatever, they'll just say, hey, Stone Cold.
Now, let me ask you this. Does anybody ever give him the finger?
No.
Okay, because that's Stone Cold's thing.
I mean, not for that reason.
She's like, daily,
he's like,
yeah, I do.
I do it. Yeah. I do it all the time. I give him a stunner. I don't care. Rattlesnake my ass. Beat the crap out of him. All right, those are your celebs. Careful, you're out there. If you see a Stone Cold walking around Chicago, it might be Denise's husband.
Totally.
He will give you a DDT and a tombstone into the mat. So just be careful and be at the ready.
How much should I tip? What do I pack for a trip? In a new relationship, where do you go? Ask Whip.
Yeah, but Whip.
Who do you know as Whip?
So we have this today. It says, hey, Whip, I'm in the market for a new car. I've been looking at lots of options, and I think I've narrowed it down to two. Of course, the current gas prices factor in quite a bit. I drive about 15 miles to and from work every day, so about 30 miles round trip. Car number one I really, really like. It's a bit of a gas guzzler, but it's always been a dream of mine to have it. Car number two is a hybrid. It gets much better mileage, and I like it okay, but it's kind of boring. Overall, the cars are about the same price. So, not much of a factor there. What do you think I should do? Asks Jessica in Irving Park.
Wow.
Okay.
Whip making big purchase advice on the Morning Mix.
Well,
jeez.
Here's what we're going to go with today. Hello, Jessica. What you're about to hear is a first in Ask Whip history. We've had like four of them.
Yeah.
I hope you just go, this is the first. Know. Take care.
Good luck. Let me know how it goes.
Sort of. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to use somebody else's advice to answer your question. Ooh. So it just so happens, before you submitted this question, Jessica, this is true. I happened to be scrolling Instagram like 2 days ago, and I saw a post which caught my eye from someone named Dave Ramsey, who I think is a financial guy. Doesn't even matter, because if he's on Instagram, it's got to be good.
Right?
Anyway, his post simply says, don't buy a car right now. It's a horrible time to buy a car. If you can't avoid it at all, avoid it. He goes on to say, it will not always be like this, but you will save a ton of money by waiting till things calm down.
Wow.
So who am I to disagree with the great Dave Ramsey of Instagram? So, Jessica, I would say wait it out.
That's brought to you by our friends at Chevy Drives Chicago, your Chevy and Northwest Indiana dealerships.
Unless one of those choices is a Chevy, in which case, go with that one.
Get after it. Go hog wild.
Yes.
Wow, I love that. Okay, that's, wow. Man,
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, I think that's what's interesting on Ask Whip is sometimes you got to get that. Hey, tough love advice. Here it comes.
That's right. Just wait. It will get better.
Man, if you want to be a part of Ask Whip, that's the advice he's doling out around here. Email your question to us. askwhip@wtmx.com. Jessica from
Irving Park
just did it. You can do it too. askwhip@wtmx.com. Nicely done, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Thanks, Dave Ramsey.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. We don't have to throw him like a nickel or anything. Yeah.
I hope not.
And if he doesn't follow us already, come on.
Yeah,
come on.
And
follow
believe
us.
Me, you know what? He's hopefully got plenty of money where he doesn't need our cash, because that's what he claims to be, right?
I will say, I just got a note from Jessica in Irving Park, and she has unfollowed us. So I guess she was like, no, I'm just kidding.
Hey, you win some, you lose some, you know?
Yeah, what can you do? Yeah. That's what happens when you do a lot of advice.
Sometimes people don't want to hear it,
right?
You're doing the tough job.
That's
here.
Just it. Sometimes you don't want to hear what you need to hear.
That's right. We give people what they need.
That's right.
Certainly not what they want.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Today's Mix Top 6. Now, Whip has had a lot of stress-related states in today's news.
Louisiana being one of them.
Another list in that category is the hardest working cities in the U.S. A study was done by Wallet Hub, as most studies are.
They just do so many studies.
All the time. To figure out how it hits your wallet. So we've got your Mix Top 6. You can get a top 10 anywhere. You can get a top 5. But those words, they just don't rhyme with mix. And sure enough, 6 does. And we tried to do a Mix Top 26. But to be honest, we ran out of time. So this is your Mix Top 6. Now, I'm going to tell you off the top, in terms of hardest working cities, where would you expect, Nikki, Chicago would land in the top 50 of that? Hardest working cities in the U.S.
6th.
Okay. Whip?
I'm going to go with like it 22nd.
22nd. Okay, Violetta.
First place.
Hardest working cities in America, according to Wallet Hub, Chicago ranks 90th.
What? Oh. And we're not working very hard?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm beat from not working very hard.
Yeah, exactly. I guess. I was sort of surprised by that. Big shoulders, nose to the grindstone, all that stuff.
I mean, do you see how long they work on roads to get them fixed and they never quit? They're always working.
Or like the music questions for trivia night? Forget about it.
So that's much true. Work.
That is true. I don't know how hard those guys, well, though, they're working very, very hard.
Yeah, they are working hard.
Just takes a little while.
So now that you know Chicago is 90th, let's go to the top 6. Because when I first saw that, I always look at the list and go right to home. And I'm like, what? All right, well, let's see what happens.
Listen, we're Chicago. We can still say we're first.
It's right, doesn't matter.
Willis Tower is still the world's tallest building. Exactly. Oh, the busiest.
If
we
you
love
say
that
it
stuff.
Long enough, it becomes
exactly.
true.
Exactly right. All right, in at number 6, your Mix Top 6 hardest working cities in the U.S., Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I guess a lot of like roping? Steering, things like that. Yeah.
Rope-a-dope. A lot of fences being broken and rebuilt.
Yeah, and rebuilt. That's fair. In at number five, Irving, Texas.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Again, more steering.
Yeah, that's right.
Hardest working cities in the U.S. In at number four, San Francisco, California.
Get out of town.
Well, they're making all the rice. Uncle Ben, the San Francisco treat.
All those tech guys over there. Yeah, they're not really working. They're all home.
Yeah, a lot of wineries.
Count their money. Couch.
Yeah.
Truthfully, they also control all the lists.
That's
they
true.
Probably own.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
They own Wallet Hub, too.
In at number three, hardest working cities in the U.S., Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Okay.
Sounds pleasant.
Yeah, I don't know. Anytime he has a beach in it, I don't think hardworking.
Exactly. Wait a second. Okay, in at number two, talk about controlling stuff. Hardest working cities in the U.S., Washington, D.C.
Oh, there you go.
Now, if West Wing, one of the best shows of all time, has anything to say about it, that's true.
Yes.
Right.
Because Bradley Whitford never slept.
Right. But if not, they really look like they're working
they
hard.
They do, yeah.
They dress up and walk around fast.
Their wheels are spinning. Yeah. I just don't think they're going anywhere.
It may not be getting stuff done, but man, I look real busy.
Everybody has those coworkers, by the way, where you're like, oh, yeah, Phil's really busy today. And by the end of the week, you're like, the hell does Phil do?
Even if you work in a restaurant, you're like, if the boss walks in, you grab like a towel, you're like, wiping something.
You're like, why are you wiping the tops of the Coke bottles? What's going on over here? Gotta keep them clean, boss. Hardest working cities in the U.S. in at number one. I've never been. It sounds cold. Anchorage, Alaska.
That's what I was going to say.
Was it?
Mm. Yeah.
What would that be out there?
Ice fishing?
Oil? Drilling?
Yeah.
I was going to say moose hunting. That's bad. I don't think they do that.
We had another list that was top lovemaking positions, and oil drilling was on there, but I didn't want. I felt we couldn't get into it because it's a family show. Anchorage, Alaska, in at number one on your hardest working cities in the U.S. That's your mixed top six. We're back. So much more to come, I promise, on The Morning Mix.
Do you?
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing. With Violetta.
Yes. In at number three, this has been trending for a while. Guacamole.
Oh,
avocado. Sweet. Hot vegetable or fruit or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Chipotle is offering fans a second chance to enroll in guac mode. This is where you get access to surprise guac rewards throughout the year. This is all in celebration for the 3-year anniversary of Chipotle Rewards loyalty program. And Chris has gotten very close.
Yeah, comfortably close. Yeah. What is going on?
Well, I like to add guac. So does that mean I get guac every time I go?
Well, I don't know. You have to sign up for their rewards.
Oh, okay.
Program. And then you get rewarded with like free guac randomly. Like I think you walk in, they're like, hey, we know you're here. Here's some guac.
Wow, I like that. Okay, I got excited that it was like that Panera cup of coffee or the Taco Bell taco. Where
like
you
the
get,
unlimited.
Like I'm in a guac club, and every day I can come in and just get a little bit of guac, which, boy, would I.
Guac is a little expensive, so they can't do that,
you know?
Yeah.
It is. No, you are right.
But instead you get surprised.
Exactly.
You know who supplies a lot of the avocados for the guac at Chipotle? Mm-hmm. Jason Mraz. That's a fact.
Really?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm not kidding at all.
I know he grows avocados, but I did not know he actually did that.
He has a partnership with Chipotle.
Well, look at that.
So the avocados he grows in San Diego. That's right. That's right. He doesn't just write the love songs. He puts it in your mouth with guacamole.
Yuck.
That came out wrong. I don't know why they don't use that as the tagline.
Right. Yum on the guacamole. The put it in your mouth part I don't like.
Not sure. Yeah.
Not good.
Okay, sorry, Dee.
No, but that is something that will stick with me forever.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he grew guacamole.
He grows
it's
guac.
It's very hard to grow guac, but
the next
he's
time you,
working on it.
The next time you take a spoonful of that Chipotle guac, you're going to think, boy, I'm yours. Skabadoobadi.
Yeah.
And you'll be right. There you go.
The guy's so laid back all the time.
That's
he's
right.
Like, I got guac, like, guac money rolling in here.
If it's guac money, also I'm high as hell.
Yeah. Like my songs, don't like them.
I don't care. Puff, puff, guac, guac, I said.
Like this or not, in at number two, Sony has finally revealed an all-new PlayStation Plus. That brings together the existing PS Plus and PS Now in a 3-tier subscription service that includes access to retro games.
Chris, step back again. Step back again.
See, what's interesting? What's interesting is that Nintendo already did this.
Okay, they did.
So Sony's trying to catch up.
Okay.
This is great news.
So they have more than 700 games included. You have Death Standing, God of War, Marvel's Spider-Man, Mortal Kombat 11, and Returnal.
Those are all available?
Those are all available.
Hot potato. I got to get out of here.
You were like
Holy
leaving.
I'm going to get guac all over my... If you hit me 3 for 3 right now, I swear to God. I swear to God.
Well, I think I might have one that you like, but I'm not going to do that one.
She doesn't want me to get that excited.
I get it.
No, leave him wanting more.
Leave him wanting more.
I'll stay over here.
Yeah, wait until tomorrow for that Denny special I can tell you about. But right now, Amy Schumer is finally talking about something that was a little bit difficult for her, liposuction.
Oh.
So she's happy to talk about it now. Some people thought originally maybe she doesn't want to talk about it because it's embarrassing or she just didn't want to admit it. You know, it's like an uncomfortable conversation. She's like, no, I just didn't want to talk about it because I feel so privileged to be able to do that without doing all the crunches and without putting in like the time and effort with the diet. Like I literally, I literally just have a liter of fat sucked out of my belly. Like that's my version of a very expensive car.
Yeah. Mm. Well, okay.
That's fair. Wow. Yeah.
But you didn't. Are you considering liposuction? You didn't lean into that one.
No, my doctor said if I considered it, it would kill me. They want me to put on fat, which sounds like a brag, but it's a problem.
More chips and guac for you.
Extra guac.
Yeah. I have been eating pie a lot. Is that the same thing?
It's healthy, yes.
It'll help.
It's got fruit in it.
I'm such an ass.
You want that.
That's your flash briefing.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Brand new episodes every day. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.